Welcome to the Pillar and Ground of Truth, coming to you from the ministers of Jesus Christ. I am Bishop Curtis D. Smith, and we are the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Assemblies of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Dennis G. Smith is the present-day apostle of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the pastor and spiritual overseer of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We extend to you a cordial invitation to come and worship with us in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, at our memorial location, 935 Bolton Road, Northwest. Once again, all are welcome. We now give way to Minister Eric T. Smith. To our radio listening audience, we extend to all an invitation to come and repent and be baptized by immersion in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. We have clothes for men, women, and children, and we are available to baptize you at your request. We now give way to Minister Samuel B. Smith.
Now let us pray. Lord God, in your precious name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you in prayer once again. First, give you all the honor and all the praise and all the glory, for truly it all belongs to you. We thank you for your love and your kindness and your tender mercies, and for the many blessings that you have continued to store upon us, even until this present time. And once again, we thank you for your apostle, your bishop, and all the ministers of Jesus Christ, and all the precious saints of God gathered throughout the entire earth. We thank you for how you have continued to watch over us, and for how you have continued to keep us. And we pray that you will make us the perfect witnesses that you are calling for in these last and evil days. We pray for all those throughout the world and all of those in the other assemblies. We pray for the sick and the shut-in. We pray for the lame, the dumb, and the deaf. We pray for all that are calling upon your name, even our radio listening audience, that you will answer their prayers and grant their petitions according to your will, according to your divine purpose, that we all may go on to a glorious victory and be that perfect church that you are calling for in these last and evil days. These and other blessings we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty. Amen.
I know there's one way Thank God there's one way. I'm glad there's one way. Baptized in the Holy Ghost. Do you know there's one?
We now give way to Apostle Dennis G. Smith, who is preaching the message of God Almighty and keeping you in remembrance of the way to salvation.
One way.
Let all hear and obey the words of God coming to you from the man of God.
Do you know there's one? Only one way. Thank God there's one. One way. I'm glad there's one way. Baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Bishop Curtis. Our thanks to the choir. Greetings to all the world, all people throughout the entire world. We want to say grace and peace be unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, most of all to our saints of God. We always come to you with great joy because we're glad that somebody somewhere in the earth is still holding on. We know that most people have turned away and they just won't hear truth. No matter how many times you read it to them or tell them about it or say it to them, they just simply won't hear truth. Don't want to follow truth, and just simply don't want to obey. But I want to be right in my lifetime. And I'm going to do everything in my power to live right before the Lord. I'm making my mind up, and I've already made up my mind to go every step of the way. And you've got to get settled, because when you look at the world and the people that come and the people that leave and go, if what we told you at the beginning, you're going to, when you come to this one and only plan of salvation, come with, settled in your mind that some going to come and many going to go. Yes, Lord. You've got to make up your mind to just remain on the fire line. And that's what I've made in my mind, that I'm going every step of the way. If all the world turns away from hearing the truth and won't endure the truth no more, I'm going to hold on. Yes, Lord. I just believe that somehow, some way, God is going to bring us out all right. Yes, he is. I keep believing that. The bills keep getting bigger, but I still keep believing. Yes, Lord. Don't make no difference. I know a way is going to be made. When you see sometimes the obligations that you have, you'll faint. Yes, Lord, unless you got your heart set on trusting God. It's got to be set. Obligations in life, troubles in life, situations that come up on a job, dealing with them, you better be set. You got your mind made up. Or you won't go the way. Yes, you ready to throw your hands? I just quit. Yes, I've been wounded in the battle. I'm tired. Yes, Lord. But see, when you got your mind made up, you say, I'm getting up now. Because yes, I got to go all the way.
Yes, Lord.
Every step. Yes, Lord. Don't make no difference. We're going to regroup and yes, plan again.
Yes, Lord.
See, I got hit one time.
Yes, Lord.
But that's all right. We're coming back again.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Made up my mind to go every step of the way.
Yes,
I lived this life and I've seen the Word of God and studied the Word of God. And I know we're delivering righteous gospel.
Amen.
The same doctrine that the apostles taught.
Amen.
The same doctrine that the prophets prophesied.
Yes,
glad about that thing.
Yes,
in the whole world, they don't like to hear it.
Yes,
they don't try to fix it up. Make it come out to be the way they think it ought to be. Yes, Lord. Telling folk they don't have to be baptized. Yes, Lord. All you got to do is come before the church. And they say, you saved. Yes, Lord. Not that way. That's not the way they did it in the Bible. I don't care which way they say it, how many times they walk up. They didn't do it that way in the Word. Bring every baby you want to bring. Wash every head you want to wash. Let me tell you something. They didn't do it in the Word of God. And they can't say they did it. That's what's so good about it. See, we bring a doctrine that cannot be condemned. A sound doctrine that they cannot shut us up about. They know that is what they did in the Word. In other words, what we do is what they did. Yes, Lord. But what they do, they did not do. Yes, Lord. I'm glad about that thing. And that's why I can go every step of the way. When you got a sure doctrine, then you know you can go every step of the way. why we warn you as you begin to seek relationships and everything. Seek relationships that will last you to death till you part. Say, I've come into church now. I'm seeking something that's going to go to the day I die. Yes, Lord. Because that's the way God intended it. Yes, Lord. Now you're functioning according to the laws of God. You can't look at the world. The world's going to make up its own rules. Yes, Lord. But God has laid out a plan of salvation. He laid out a way that every man should live. Yes, Lord. And anything that doesn't live by the way he laid it out, it's lost. It's doing wrong. It's on its way to hell. That's the way it is. It's just like having a garbage can. Anything that's not worth anything, you throw it away. Yes, Lord. He's going to throw them all away. Yes, Lord. And I want to be a jewel. I want God to be something to be precious in God's sight. I'm going to do what he told me to do. Yes, Lord. So I made up my mind. Yes, Lord. I get up again, and I said, I got my mind made up now. Tired. Body feel tired. Yes, sir. Spirit is not weary. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. The spirit is willing. Yes, the flesh is weak. Yes, Lord. This spirit can run forever and never get tired. I'm glad about it. Yes, Lord. But I made my mind up to go every step of the way. That's why we can't be persuaded when they come to you with all kinds of temptation. Can't be persuaded. So you've got to get that way about everything in your life. You got to get that way about your modesty. Yes, you have to. Every time you'll be looking for a way to not be to be immodest. Woman has got to get that way. The man, if he's going to be a leader in his house, he's got to get the word of God. It's got to become his first, the first thing he learned. Got to study. Show yourself approved. A right workman that needeth not be ashamed. That's why I tell him point blank, I say, bring it all to us. If you can stop our mouth, then stop it. But we are workmen that needeth not be ashamed. I'm not talking about just make up something and say you don't agree with it and all that. I'm talking about word, Bible. See, when you know you're doing what the Bible said and you're doing it the way they did it, then your mouth can't be stopped. I did it like they did it. I got it like they got it, so I got it the right way. Hallelujah. You can't tell us about baptism because we done got it the right way. They can't tell me about tarrying room in the Holy Ghost. Most of the people, when they go in that tarrying room, they want to run out. Get on down and call on the name of Jesus. Why? Because he said he's going to send the Holy Ghost in his name. That's what he said. He said he's going to send it in his name. So if you do nothing else, he said he was going to do that. That's what he said. Yes, Lord. They can't find condemnation for what we do. Can't condemn the tarry room. Can't condemn the prayer. Can't condemn the sacrifice. Cannot condemn the baptism. Can't condemn it. Hallelujah. Because we're doing it the way they did. They were up in the upper room, and they continued in the prayer and supplication. Yes, Lord. And suddenly there came a sound like a mighty rushing wind. Hallelujah. And filled the house. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. You can never get away from that. There were men out of every nation, just like Isaiah had said it would be. And they heard them speaking in their language. Yes, Lord. In other words, God was showing that he's calling all men everywhere. And they was talking about that wasn't supposed to happen until he came back on the second coming, and they got it wrong. And I'm telling you something. When we bring up this darkness doctrine, this is one of the most controversial parts of all this. You better be concrete. Let me tell you something. When they come then, they come with everything they can. Because most people do not accept it. That's what God said. So you might find a few folk who will take part and part here. But when it comes to that and gross darkness, oh, they say that's physical light. That had nothing to do with them. That won't happen to millennial reign. And most of them say it. Yes, Lord. You got to be on, got your shoes on. You better be, your lowest better be girded up. You gonna be persuaded. Yes, Lord. That's why we hear things coming out of Philadelphia, but we haven't had a chance to sit down with the ministers. And we're saying that if you're sure about your gospel, then it's time to sit on down. It's time to get some inspiring conversations going on. It's time to lay that doctrine down. All right, so let's get the Bible going now. Yes, Lord. Don't keep getting scared all the time. We ain't worried about no building. That's why we're building a building. Yes, Lord. We're not worried about this big old that we're gonna lay down doctrine now. It's time for everybody to open their Bibles and let's see what the Bible says. Yes, I'm waiting on that time. Yes, Lord. We tell them we're going with Bible. We say, let us in there. Yes, Lord. If you can beat our mouth, then you got us. Yes, but we guarantee you can't do it. Hallelujah. We're going to walk in there with the Bible and we're going to tell you to stop our mouth. If you can stop it, then do it. Hallelujah. We can tell you that we are not one iota behind the very chiefest. Yes, Lord. And yet we're walking with them. We believe they had the word. I still believe Johnson taught the truth. Still believe it. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't have to be saying I'm superior and all that stuff. Yes, Lord. Yes, see, we're going to tell you. See, you've got to be able to take things if you're going to talk about the Word of God. You can't be up there ready to run somebody out because they're telling you the truth about the Word of God. Yes, hallelujah. I want them to come on in. Yes, come on in. Bring Bob and all. Yes, Lord. We so sure. That's why we have that Praise Lord convention. We stand before the whole world on TV and everything. Film it all. Yes, Lord. We know this gospel is right. Yes, Lord. If you sure about your gospel, then come on up. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. But be sure about it. That's what we got to do. See, you've got to get so concrete that no matter what you face, no matter how glamorous, because they're going to come with glamour. They're going to come, they'll make us try to make you feel low because we don't possess these big buildings and big old buses and all that kind of thing. Yes, Lord. I'm going to ride my old plucking car on down there. Yes, Lord. Barely get there. But the Bible's still the same. See, when you get out of your luxury limousine and I get out of my plucker, still we're going to both have to come to this right here. Yes, Lord. We got to lay down, both lay down Bible. Yes, Lord. And we're going to see whose doctrine is going to stand the Bible test. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm sure, are we sure I will? Absolutely positive. Yes, Lord. We know that this is what the apostles did. This is what they said. This is what they taught. And anything that departed from it is not in the church and not right. Yes, Lord. Know I'm in the right. Yes, Lord. Know I'm in the light. Walking. Know I'm in the right and walking in the light. Yes, Lord. I'm in it. See, that's why we use that term light. And when they come to light, they don't like that. To them, Isaiah was referring to a physical light. Yes, Lord. Even though there are physical lights in the Bible, we'll deny that. We're going to get into that as our status increase. Because we want the world to know we've laid out our doctrines openly. Ready to accept every challenge. Yes, Lord. It don't have to be no quick thing. See, a lot of times they want to just come run up on you. Some real fast. They don't want to go through no long, enduring study. Yes, Lord. We're going to say, let's examine every scripture. Yes, Lord. They came in for a little bit, a couple of them, and they sat there, and we was going through every little thing. And before we got to the end, they weren't there no more. Because, see, what they had said did not stand up. It couldn't stand the Bible. When you're dealing with the Word, it couldn't stand the Bible. Yes, Lord. You didn't have to get no kind of argument. Come down here, head out of the discussion, and went on the Word. Yes, Lord. Before long, they weren't here no more. Yes, Lord. See, that's what you've got to be. You've got to be that concrete. You'll find out very fastly that when it gets down to sound doctrine, most people won't endure long. If they don't have their heart set in the name of Jesus Christ, if they don't have their heart set to love and to overcome, it won't be long before they disappear. Yes, Lord. Some of them will come and get the baptism, and they'll get various portions, but they won't get it all. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So we're calling the whole world from the rising of the sun until the setting thereof. We're still telling the world that you must, what you must do. Absolutely what you must do. We're not talking about things that you might can change, or little things you can slip by. We're telling you what you must do if you want to be saved. We always want you to know who God is. We want you to remind you about our hope. That we're looking for that glory, the appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. That's what they call him in Titus, the second chapter, about the 13th verse. You can read and you'll see they're looking for the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're not talking about two folk. Yes, Lord. One individual. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're glad about that thing. Glad about it. That one was Father in creation. Read Genesis 1:1. Read John 1:1 through about 14. Yes, Lord. He was Father in creation. That one was Son in redemption. Yes, Lord. When he took on the flesh and blood. Read 1 Timothy 3:16. God was manifested in the flesh. That one is now Holy Ghost in the church. Yes, Lord. He has filled all of us. Yes, Lord. Those of us who have trusted in him, who have called upon his name, who have the Holy Ghost, he has filled every one of us who have the Holy Ghost. And those of you who are seeking the Holy Ghost, he's going to fill you. Why? Because he said, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you seek it and believe it, believe with all your heart and with all your mind, you are going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with the sign following, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives you utterance. You will get it that way. We guarantee it. We can tell you that because we have it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So we say to the whole world, except a man be born again of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And we say with Peter and the rest of the apostles, as they did when they asked them, men and brethren, what shall we do? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And you got to do all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. No other name. No other name that we know. So don't come to us talking about Jehovah and all these other little titles that they quote in the Bible. Only one name known. Only one name given. The Bible is clear about it. Whereby we must be saved. There is no other. Yes, Lord. Don't know of another. Yes, Lord. So whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ. Do everything for the glory of God. If you do an office work, when you do humble yourself down at the job, do it as unto God. When you're at home and you're doing right towards your children, do it as unto God. If your husband, you cherish your wife, you honor your husband, do it as unto God. Do all, everything, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll see. When you do it that way, you'll learn you won't have so much trouble in life. Yes, Lord. You're looking for a reward from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the one that can ultimately reward you. He will reward you with a happy home. Yes, he will. When you would have had conflict and been in every kind of argument, you can imagine. When you do it as unto God, you have a happy home. Everything in your house will calm down. Peace will be within. Because when things get stirred up, you're going to do it as unto God every time. You'll see peace will come. Yes, it will. You'll see a victory. You'll see even when dealing with your children, sometimes you get a rebellious child. But do it as unto God. You'll see victory in your home. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. People who do not see victory because they won't do it. They get all stirred up. Quiet yourself down. And just get gonna take on that quiet spirit. Go down to that meek and quiet spirit. That's humble on down. And say, I'm going to do this thing as unto God. And all that anger will be boiling all over in you. As unto God. Hallelujah. You'll calm on down. You'll see the situation will work out every time. Yes, it will. He'll work it out. He'll work it out for me on my job. They get me all upset. Say, Lord, say, if I can hit him just one time, say, just give me one leeway. And you start saying, as unto God. And all your body get refrained. And your spirit calms down. And the right word that you ought to say come to you. And you see victory right there. Because I did it as unto God. Hallelujah. So whatever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead and... He said, baptize in the name. That's the way, because if you baptize in anything else, you don't have the baptism right. You call upon, you're seeking the Holy Ghost, what? Call upon the name of Jesus Christ. If you can't think of nothing to say, you just keep calling Jesus. That's no other name. None other name given. Just call Jesus. Yes, Lord. There's nothing wrong with repeating Jesus. Sometimes I get down on my knees, and if I can't say nothing, I say, Jesus. Jesus, Lord Jesus. But I know he know what I need. He know what I want. Yes, Lord. Even before I ask him, he know. Yes, he do know. Yes, Lord. He will fill your soul. He will reward you if you just simply seek him diligently in your life. Yes, he will. I'm telling them what they must do. I'm telling you what you can do to have a happy life. You can really have it if you will seek God. Because why? We're going to read this 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. There's going to come a time when they won't endure sound doctrine. 2 Timothy, I mean. Going to come a time in your life, you better get ready. When you walk among people, and if it's sound, they're not going to want to hear it. Start justifying folk and making excuses. Say, my little baby have to be baptized. And if you sit there and make excuses for them, they'll listen to you all day. But tell them, say, he must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. If they don't want to hear no more from you. Hush. I don't think so. That's what they'll tell you. Yes, Lord. Time is coming, and it's already here. We are living in a time where they simply just won't endure sound doctrine. But see, it don't make no difference to us. If you won't endure, we still going to tell you. You don't have to endure it. Yes, Lord. If you get mad and walk out, we still going to tell you the same thing. I'm not coming no more. That's all right. But we're going to tell you about the sound doctrine. Yes, Lord. Going to tell you the truth. You got to know the truth. See, if we sit here and sound it passively and then speak bold and sounding weak, then folk will just say, oh, there's nothing to them. But when you're sure about what you believe and you're sure about the thing, you got to speak boldly. You got to be as bold as a lion. Yes, Lord. Begin reading, Minister Sammy, the 4th chapter of 2 Timothy. If you're there.
Yes. First verse.
First verse. Mm-hmm.
I charge thee. Therefore. Before God. And the Lord Jesus Christ.
And the Lord Jesus Christ.
Who shall judge the quick and the dead.
Sometimes when you read that, you wonder why the translator just didn't put before God, who is the Lord Jesus Christ? Because he said, then it says who, indicating one individual. It's amazing, isn't it? But that's all right. We know there's one anyway. Hallelujah. It says, who shall judge the quick, the living, it says, the living and the dead. Yes.
At his appearance.
Yes.
In his kingdom.
In his kingdom. And his kingdom. I charge you, what did he say? Continue on, Minister Eric, yes?
Preach the word.
Preach the word.
Be instant.
Be instant.
In season.
Yes.
Out of season.
Out of season.
Reprove.
In other words, we're not looking for whether folk say, well, that's not the right time to tell us. We're going to tell you whether it's in season or out of season. There ain't no difference. We're going to tell you the truth. We're going to tell you that Christmas is false in the summertime. Yes, Lord. I'm going to tell you the Easter is bad in the winter before the spring days come. Yes, Lord. It's all false. All vain. Yes, Lord. Instant in season. Going to be instant. I don't have to sit here and ponder the matter. I know the doctrine is right. Yes, Lord. Instant. Yes, Lord. Continue on. Yes?
Reprove.
Reprove.
Rebuke.
Rebuke.
Exhort.
Exhort.
All along suffering.
You know what reproving means? Rebuking means. Exhorting means. In other words, it's letting you know you got to be bold at it.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you got to chastise. Sometimes you're going to have to exhort to lift something up. Yes, Lord. You have to cry out against a whole lot of things. Reprove. Cry out against the sins of the people. Sometimes you'll go in a crowd and you'll sit there and you let the young boys just keep on sinning. We're telling them over and over again that when you start to acting like a girl, looking like a girl, you're wrong. Yes, Lord. You got to tell them. Sometimes you got to put your foot down and say, I'm not going to have it in my house. You're not going to walk in my house looking like a sissy. You got to tell them sometimes. Yes, Lord. Are you going to have a messed up house? Yes, Lord. You got to put your foot down. You have boys walking in houses looking like girls. Yes, Lord. What are you going to do? When are you going to reprove and rebuke?
Jesus Christ, P.O. Box 93443, Atlanta, Georgia 30377-0443. This broadcast is supported by the love offering of those who love God.
You have to walk right, talk right, live right, pray right.